We just honor the spirit of the Lord. We're just going to just turn slowly round and entwine into that spirit of the Lord. You can do this with each spirit. We're going to do this for 21 days, each spirit at a time. That's what we're engaging in at the minute, seven spirits. And that stillness, that weighty presence you can feel now, an unusual feel, that is the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is definitely beginning at wisdom. You have permission to engage with it. Learn about it in the spirit, in the word of the Lord, scripture. There you go. And turn eyes up. That's right. The manifestations of his glory coming. Because you are in the spirit on the Lord's day. Whoa, more weighty, weighty presence. How much can you take? All of it. All of it. That's right. Keep honouring his presence. Oh. Habitation. Habitate with us. Habitation, glory. Glory to glory to greater, greater glory. From glory to glory to greater, greater, weighty, weighty presence. And it just keeps rolling in. Go deeper. It's a bit like a hot air balloon. They fire it up, you go a little bit up, and then you plateau out. And we go again. Oh. Some of you feel like a pulling in your stomach. It feels like a birthing feeling. And then it'll go really peaceful. And zoop, next place. Where do you want to go? How deep, how high, how big is your God? Some of you feel like tingling around your mouth. That's the glory shining upon your face. Arise and shine. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Some of you, your eyes flutter. The presence. Don't worry about the person next to you in the manifestation. Just lean into your space with him. It's open. It's wide open. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, light as a feather. The lightness and the light. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for your help and your discernment, Holy, Holy Spirit. Jesus. The reason why we did Vav, hey. Vav, hey, Yod, hey. Oh, Jesus. I'll try my best. Wow, I can feel that. What draft. Jesus. Just because 2 years ago I was in a worship set. I joined the worship in Idaho. And that's when I found out I had Native American blood down my mum's line. And I always wondered why I would see these different Indians, different tribes from a child when I went to sleep at night. And it was a vision more than a dream. And I felt the presence we're feeling now. We've been asking Papa since yesterday permission to land something in your nation which will change it forever. And we were a little bit unsure. We've been asking Papa. We spent hours praying yesterday, seeking his face, seeking his permission. And we feel like tonight we're going to see what he does. Culture of honour is, you might not agree with what we're going to do or say, And we might completely mess up. But I'd rather be an amateur in the new than an expert in the old. Come on. We've done stuff like this before as a team, but not on my own with others. And Arena, but we've talked already, didn't we? We'll see how it goes. We'll see what Papa does. Wow, so we're in Idaho, in the worship. I'm feeling the presence we're feeling right now in my chest, like a weighty feeling. And I was overwhelmed by lightness, light as a feather, in the worship, in the presence. And then a really good friend of mine who moves in the spirit came and stood by me, but she was like a dark cloud, and I always used to think darkness was not God, but it felt good. So I thought, dark cloud, and Moses went into the darkness. I began to research and look into the dark cloud. And the whole of the outside of her body, when she stood next to me and I could see in my eyes closed in a closed vision like a trance, like light, but I knew it was my friend and she held my hand. I'm thinking, this feels nice, but also a little bit terrifying at the same time. I am in the presence of something, yeah, beyond my beyond. I stayed there and I began to turn yod, hey, vav, hey, ox, eagle, lion, man, as in being the Hebrew names for God. Wow. But as I turned, it felt like my spirit was turning in my chest, in my very being. And it was turning the time of earth. The earth was revolving. How's that happening? I remember feeling the same feeling I'd had in Scotland when the seraphim came. It was a beautiful silhouette of Papa. He was Papa. He didn't look angry or terrifying, which he can do. He's a lion. He's an eagle. He's an ox. But he was a man. He was my dad. He even looked like my human dad. And my human dad was pretty strict. So that was my perception. But this was Papa God. Wow. I thought, I'm going to step into this shadow with all my willpower. Everything was screaming inside of me. I forgot everyone was in the room. I didn't care. And I just stepped in together. And it was just like hugging somebody squidgy and warm and nice that you love. And it was like I had my arms round him inside. That's the only way I can describe him. And I stayed there for ages. In fact, it felt like I was there forever. You see, 2 months here can be 2 years there. Roland Buck, Angels on Assignment. 2 months, 2 years in heaven being taught. 2,000 scriptures imprinted in his mind. How supernatural is that? How supernatural is your God? I stayed there hugging. Oh, I love cuddles. But then I knew it was time to turn, step back out. I didn't pray. I didn't do anything. I just literally, physically, the man had gone then. And I just turned like that. And like the hug came from behind then. He was hugging me from behind. Everything inside me said, I want to stay here forever. I don't want to leave this place. But Papa was assuring me that I had a job to do and that I could do it. And I physically stepped back out. And from that moment on, everyone that I prayed for felt the Father's love. It was crazy. You know when your eyes are like water pistols and they don't stop running? What's up with me? It's a good thing, guys. For this nation, expect the unexpected. You You can still feel that weighty, weighty, weighty presence. Keep honoring the presence. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the seven spirits, the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is beginning of wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge. It's your daily bread. Up more. Wow. Divine revelation is a gift, not a reward. The Lord said to Moses, "You are very humble, more than any other man on the face of the earth." Did you know in Numbers 12, Aaron and Miriam, a woman, women, the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud, stood at the doorway of the tent of meeting, tabernacled with them. Wow. Tabernacle means to inhabit, habitation. Even a woman saw the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Come on, girlies. Tabernacled with them, made his home with them, communed. Commune, I love that word. Meaning, conversed, talked, habitated, habitual with them. Like the Eucharist in common, common, inclusive union. Verse 8 says, "With him I speak, mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings, Moses, behold, and Miriam, and Aaron, and you, the form of the Lord." I love this translation, Holman's translation. Wow. Ah, oh, message as well. Wow. I love my Bibles. He has the run of the entire house. I speak intimately in person to talk. Without riddles, he can even see the very form of the eternal right in his face. Stepped into him, looked, saw the eyes of the Lord, through the eyes of the Lord. I believe, like in Corinthians 16, God wants to honor us by granting us exceptional experiences. I didn't want to move from that lush encounter. I wept my heart out. At times I opened my eyes, I was unsure it was really happening, but it was happening. In the Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is your refuge, your dwelling place, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Wow. Underneath you. New King James. You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. He rode upon the cherub and flew, and he spread upon the wings of the winds. He made darkness his hiding place in the dark canopy, his canopy around him. Scripture tells us the dark cloud. I was in the dark cloud. Wow! I heard all these other people talk about it. I thought, I'm never going to go there. I'm not good enough. What a load of rubbish. It's your inheritance. It says here, it's in the Bible. Luke 13:34. Wings. And he took them. And he took you on his pinions. Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on the wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. Jesus. They will walk and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. Why I'm reading these scriptures is to get you to the place we need to go. To loose stuff over your nation, to unchain things. To land some of your scroll. We saw it yesterday. floating round in the atmosphere, curling round and round like a whirling, golden, shimmering, living wing. You have a scroll for your region. It's exciting. And some of you will have already seen what we're going to share. You just didn't understand. We're going to give you a little piece of the jigsaw and you're going to fit it together. Young's translation, Isaiah 40, 31. But those expecting Jehovah to pass to power, they raise up the pinions of an eagle. They run and have no fatigue, no tiredness. They go on and do not faint. I love how all the different translations speak to us individually, certain phrases more than others. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. We saw an eagle yesterday morning when we were praying, circling round your house, Rhonda, out my bedroom window. So I thought, yay, we're on track. Don't you just love it when the Lord just signs and wonders and oh. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. You know those children? Mom, mom, mom. We don't lag behind. Psalm 17:8. Keep me in the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wing. Keep me as a pupil of your eye. You're the pupil in his eye. The voice. Just as an eagle stirs up its nest, encouraging its young to fly, and then hovers over them in case they need some help, and spreads its wing and catches them as they fall, and carries them up high on its wings. So you can fly on his back. Wow. And he carries you, and he swoops down underneath you and raises you up. Wow. Involuntary I turn. And to my surprise, what happened to me? It's in scripture. Involuntarily I turned and to my surprise was looking through Papa's eyes, intimately, on a whole new level. Later, I lay in my bed, exhausted, crying. I was taken into the chamber of King. In the courtrooms in heaven. Oh. You see, we all have things to face, personal and corporately, but you always get an updraft. Things change around you, in your heart, in your spirit. And we were chatting, telling, sharing stories and encounters, which we love to do. And it's so good for you to do that with each other, meet together, encourage one another. It says in scripture, the apostles met daily, ate together, encouraged one another, and many were added to their number. And we shared lots of different stories and had lots of fun. But the Lord reminded me of, before that trip to Idaho, which I nearly didn't take, I pulled my back out. The middle muscle there in my back. It was so painful, I had to lie on the floor for 3 weeks. I'm never sick. I run and do lots of crazy things in the gym. And I was staying at a friend's house where I used to live in the north of England. And I just turned over in bed one morning and it just felt like something stabbed me in the back. It wasn't even like I'd cricked anything. The excruciating pain went through my chest. It was so intense. I thought I'd end up in the local hospital. So we decided to straight away get some treatment, but the guy who pulled my back and did some manipulation, it was way worse. It was the worst thing I could have done. And you know, secretly, you know it's spiritual, but you're not sure. Because you can click your back, can't you? People can cough and crack a rib. I don't know how I got on a four-hour journey home that day. I lay on my friend's floor for hours and my daughter drove me back. I just was crying. I've never experienced pain bar having a baby like it. We tried ice packs, painkillers. It just wouldn't go, so I kept thinking it's spiritual. So I prayed, I did a little bit of a little courtroom case. Nothing. Went for some physiotherapy. Had to pay out huge amounts of money because my insurance didn't cover it. When we took my shirt off when I got home, 2 inches of my shoulder blade had dropped and the hole on my back on one side was misshapen and swollen. We got an appointment at the doctor's. My GP said that he used to work on A&E and he'd never seen anything like it. And he put up a computer and he said, "You will not be flying to America in 3 weeks." And I'm like, "I bet your bottom dollar I will be." I went through agonising, not being able to sleep, could only lie stiff. We tried binding my back up, we tried multiple oils, manipulation, which was excruciating. I would just cry. Didn't get any better. People prayed for me, my guys came round, people helped me. My daughter had to shower me. How embarrassing is that? It was pretty grim. I had no money. My job is don't go to work, don't get paid. It was getting crazy. Lots of things were happening. But you know that strength within you? I'm sure some of you have been through way worse than this. But anyway, we managed to get me on the plane, lots of different places. My fingers went numb, my arm went numb. Anyway, I managed to get to Idaho and I thought, it hurt to breathe, but I was determined. But I kept seeing this claw, like a bear claw, and it was dirty and disgusting. It was pumping poison in my back. But you think, this is nuts, I can't be, you know. So while I'm telling this story, Travis has so much counsel and revelation. He's thinking about it, in the night. And he's starting to get revelation. So I'll try and keep this as short as I can. It's quite a long story. So I turn up at the first day of the conference and the main speaker there said, "Oh, how are you doing?" I said, "I'm in pain." And he goes, "Yeah, it's a big claw sticking out your back." So I'm like, "Isn't that Masonic stuff? I knew a bit about it, misogynism." "Can be," he said, "but I think this is something different." And I'm like, "You know what it is, don't you?" And he's like, "Well, tonight I'm going to go in the Chamber of Kings and I am going to petition for you." And I'm like, "And how do you expect me to get in there?" It's like, he's saying, "It's the way you think in the spirit." So I'm like, "Okay." I've been in some of the courtrooms and I've had a little sight at that point, a little bit of vision on it. But I did it stepping by faith, honour the angelic, I'm a son, I have authority. You know, you give yourself a talking to. So that night went to bed. Oh, was I in for a surprise. Gorgeous house, but my bedroom was themed. And it was medieval dragons and demons and multiple books on Scientology and witchcraft. Cleared as much as we could out the room into this sitting area. And we were in like a basement room, but you can look out over the lovely lake in Coeur d'Alene. I didn't like my room, but nobody else wanted to swap with me. There was a load of us there. So I get into bed this night after the first day. Busy conference, awesome time, amazing teaching. And I've got all my little Young Living oils there, and I unscrew some of the lids because I like the lemon smell in the night. And I had this lovely gas. My log burner at home is wood log burner. This was a gas one. Turns it on. It's freezing cold, the room. Lovely warm. I turn it off. Get into bed. I start to go to sleep, and I get this sickly feeling. What I didn't know, the gas had a leak on it, and it was slowly killing me in the night. I was being in, you know, gassed, my gas, intoxicated. I was in and out of this crazy sleep, and I just felt horrendous gripping fear I hadn't had since I was a child. And I sort of dragged myself in and out of my sleep, went to the bathroom, came back into bed. And you know you've got that smell, but you can't smell it till you leave the room. Anyway, we get to like 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and I am like, I can't even think. My brain's, whoa, it's crazy. But I had this impression that this Indian was stood next to me the whole night. It wasn't till later in the day that I knew all about what happened. So I dragged myself out, went upstairs and said to the people, and they were like, you smell like gas. And I'm like, I don't feel well. So by this time, it's a commotion. Everyone's up worrying about me. So I just shower and I just jump into somebody else's room and try and sleep for half an hour. But I was, you know, is there a Simon out to kill me? And I'm thinking, I don't think so, I'm going to break that. So we get in the car to go to the conference. The main speaker gets in the car and he goes, hey, Jane, you didn't see you last night. I'm like, you have no idea where I've been in the night. And he's like, He said, I petitioned for you. I nearly died. How's that working out? So, I mean, the others were making a joke of it because I was unhappy and I was pretty angry, to be honest, you know. I would say to the enemy, you'll regret the day you ever mention my name. So, anyway, in the worship again, I love the worship. This great big massive grizzly bear with teeth and it's coming for me in the spirit. And I'm like, oh no! This is crazy. But instantly went back to when my children were 7 and 9. And where I lived, we went out for the day and it was this dark, eerie forest. And we went in there and we found an old bear pit where they chained up bears as circus animals and beat them and hit them and abused them. Where did the claw come from? I took my children there and we played in the pit. But I'd moved on then and was honouring and praying for the land and calling it forth and terraforming it in the spirit as I knew how. And in this amazing vision, thank God, I saw the claw in my back and it was poisoning my system. And I just prayed as this bear came angry towards me. And I just said, I am deeply sorry for what we did on that day. And I took my children and instantly this chain, this like golden chain that was round its neck and it shimmered and it was beautiful, like linklets of gold chain. Like supernatural light began to swirl and release this bear, and he was dancing, a bit like the bear in Jungle Book. Is it Boogaloo? Yeah, it was a bit like that. And I'd released the generations right back. I'd released my kids from any curses. It was so beautiful. My back was instantly healed. So I was really tired, went back to my room, and that was my first encounter where I got an upgrade, and I went in the Chamber of Kings, and I had a seat in there. I saw them in there every time I shut my eyes for the rest of the day. I saw the kings and the queens, they like float with gowns on them. And I was telling the guys at night time, and you go, you didn't look at them, did you? And I'm like, no. He said, you meant to be in the gallery, learning. He goes, you've got a seat already. And I said, yeah. It's like, you see? We are unawares of what we're doing. The whole floor is encrusted with like sapphire emerald jewels. Because he said to me, look down when you go back in there. I go, well, how do I get back in there? And he goes, honour, honour, honour. Life flows through honour. And when I went back there, the whole floor is like iridescent. It's like time and space. And then I started to see people that I know and they're like, hey! They don't look at me in surprise. They just think, I'm meant to be there. You priests and kings in the order of Melchizedek. Generational line. But we started to see the scroll and we started to pray. He just mentioned it yesterday at breakfast and we prayed for hours about some stuff that the Lord wants to completely change and transform. Like the seraphim on our flag.
As I was meditating on it, I thought the bear Lord reminded me, of course, it's the Bear of California. Wow. You know, the California Bear is the representation in the spirit of what's going on. And we found out through a friend of ours that the bear represents fear. And how I just felt like the bear in California has represented fear, and how the Lord was like telling us to replace it with the fear of the Lord.
Yeah. So that we would. Hence, the fear of the Lord came tonight in the worship.
In the state, but we also found out that in the 1800s, of course, when it was the Bear Republic Nation.
Yes.
It was like representation of a whole nation. We were an independent nation in California before we became a state, part of the United States. And it triggered that whole thing, you know, so goes, as goes California, so goes the nation.
Yeah.
Well, because we were a nation before we were a state. And I really felt that was very crucial, critical. I probably had heard this before, but I did re-researched it kind of thing, about the state of California and the California Bear, how the bear became the representation for California. Well, we actually had the largest bears alive in California. Basically, the bear, it was 2,300 pound bears that were the largest bears in California, and they were killed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as they were killed and whatnot, we're now looking at the grizzly bear in California is almost in extinction. There's like 20 bears left in California. When they say the habitat for the bears can actually be up to 500. But we only have 20. I feel like, as she said, she was in that, like, the bear pit, and, you know, she had gone and see that. It was almost like we're also needing to take responsibility when we've killed the bears in California. Because where we've been afraid of the bears and killed them, they're now supposed to represent the fear of the Lord.
Wow. Come on, Travis.
And because we're lacking the bears, which is the fear of the Lord, we're lacking it. And we need, and I'm honestly stepping out of the limb here, risking something here. I'm really trying to trust and believe in the Lord. But to the place where we're actually in the fear of the Lord, it's just the representation of what the Lord's bringing back to the state. And so we felt like we wanted to do a court case, and we'll do it together kind of thing, of what we're petitioning for the state of California and how to replace the fear for the fear of the Lord, and the call the bears back to California, where they're in a safe habitat. You know, that's really pivotal for safety, that they're safe, and that we believe that as we do this, we're believing that the fear that Californians have had, all that stuff, in this state, in this area, that it would now be shifted into the fear of the Lord. And as a representation for the state, I'm in the central area in Fresno. And as she said, we've been to the south. We've been in LA, like Anaheim area. We've been in Fresno, where I'm at. We've been in Sacramento, and now we're in Lake County. And so, you know, and on top of it, you know, the bear was always a huge representation with Indians. And we even looked up like the Pomo Indians and looked up different things about them.
We did. We spent hours. It was so enjoyable. And it's interesting, I was in Canada last year and I got given the keys to a sports car. And I drove around, the first time I've ever driven through any
Native American land ever. And I pulled over to take a picture of one of the buildings, one of the legislation buildings, and a man was in a scruffy t-shirt and he was picketing. He was the educational minister for Ontario. So I got to speak to him, speaking to his wife, and he said to me, he wouldn't let us pray with it, but he's like, he said, do you have Indian blood? And I said, yeah, I've just discovered, yeah. And he said, do you know what tribe you're from? And I said, I've got this funny feeling, I have, yeah, that's where I'm from. And he said, I don't know you and you don't meet her, but you're from the Bear Claw. You see, and we got an awesome God. I will look back, I will do a timeline at some point, but I felt the Holy Spirit, you know, yes, I am. I must have known that all along. Isn't that incredible? It's not by chance. It's already in the was, the is, and is to come. But that one thing I did in the worship, that yard hay, barb hay, and look where we are today in Lake County, about to see your scroll land, your nation. Thank you.
Yay! When you were speaking about the bears, I just really felt it because I grew up in Lake County and I grew up over on the other side of the lake and never saw a bear, didn't have any reason to be afraid of bears when I was a little girl. But the recurring dream that I would have, and the nightmare that I'd have as a little girl, was being chased home by a bear from the bus stop up the street. And it was terrifying, and that was a recurring nightmare.
Quite a few years ago, I had a dream about a bear at the back of my neck. And I had talked to Pastor Steve about it. And he said, well, was his mouth open or closed? And I said, well, his mouth was closed. And he said, well, that's good, but that's all I got, you know. So I wondered for a long, long time, what is this thing about the bear? And then I had another dream about a bear. It seemed like my husband and I were at the Lord's Land, and we were in this cabin that we like to go to, which is called the Bear Cabin. It's our favorite. And I had a dream that the door was in a different place, and it's usually just all glass across the front. But there was a door in the center of this glass. And I told my husband, I said, you need to shut the windows because the bears are coming in. And so he didn't shut the window. He opened the door. And he let them come in. And they came at my, I was sitting down in a chair, and they came and kind of just sat at my feet like dogs. And they had gold chains around them.
What?
And then, I just got the chills. It was, I don't know how long after that, I was taking a bunch of ladies to Bethel to an intercession workshop we were going to. And as we were driving up the hill out of Lake County, we looked over to the side, and there was a bear, a dead bear, alongside the road.
Wow.
It was laying like this, just like somebody had placed it there. And one of the ladies with me said, that means the warfare you've had is over.
So by faith, we just take a step into the courtroom, and we just honor the judge.
That's right.
We honor Jesus as our advocate. We enter through the blood, and the blood that speaks over us. And Father, right now we want to repent where we have killed the bears. Even where we've been afraid of the bears. We repent of fear. As a state and as a nation, we repent of fear. And Father, where we've been absolutely terrified, even the place where we've been, when we felt paralyzed even, by the bear. And we've reacted instead of responding. Where we've reacted from fear and we've killed the bear instead of knowing how to go about it to where we can save the bear. And Father, where we've anything in our hearts that has had hatred towards bears or just the place of just not being able to love them the way you created them, we just repent of that. Forgive us. Yeah, judge us first. And Father, we just want to replace that fear, that paralyzing fear, that fear that just tries to keep us bound and keep us from going into our destinies. And we just want it to be replaced with the fear of the Lord. That we'd be able to have new eyes to see and new ears to hear. Because the bear will represent the fear of the Lord in California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Transferring from it. Here it comes. Transition. Transition. Wow.
Or the bear. We've had the biggest bears, which even represent the fear of the Lord. Powerful bears that is, we know true power comes through the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
And where we've killed the fear of the Lord in our lives, as a state and as a nation, where we turn and gone our own way. We just repent of that as well.
Wow. Hey.
Father, even part of this petition, we're asking that the bears would return to California.
Yes.
We're asking that you would bring back the bears as signs and wonders in the state.
Ooh, yeah.
But when we see them, that we won't look at them through the eyes of fear. But we would get so part of the fear of the Lord is the awe and wonder. We would be in awe and wonder as we see them, because we're in awe and wonder of you. That's the true fear of the Lord. We begin to see the bear as a beautiful creation. We begin to see how God created the bear. We begin to look at the bear as this sign and wonder that points to heaven, that points to the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that points to the fear of the Lord being a new covenant into California.
Yes.
That's being released. And we just declare right now, we thank you for perfect love for bears. Because the perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
And we enter into the perfect love.
That's right. Mama.
Wow.
And just as you said, you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
Thank you for love, power, and a sound mind being released in the place of the fear as well. We thank you for that perfect love that's being replaced in instead of fear. Whoa.
And Father, we ask that you'd restore that which was changed. Jesus. We ask that you'd restore, that you would turn it on its head. That this is a nation of California. And his raging glory is risen upon you, the sunshine state, the sunshine nation, full of mature sons.
Yeah. That's right,
you're the shining ones. Many are chosen, but few will go. And you're the guys that came and stayed. Do you get it?
As well as California's flower is the sunflower, which have many seeds.
That's right.
Sunflower seeds. And we sow, we're going to reap a harvest.
Yeah.
We're going to reap a harvest. And as we've petitioned now, we just declare that the blood speaks. Mm. Says we're forgiven. Where we've harm the bears. We're just taking responsibility for even other people's actions that we know they're forgiven for. They did not know what they were doing.
That's right.
Just like we have. He first loved us. And so we just say, Father, we receive that blood cleansing flow all over us. And I believe that the signs and the wonders are going to start to flow. The signs and the wonders will begin to flow by seeing the bears come back to California. Yeah, I even believe that there's going to be massive outbreaks of signs and wonders because of them showing, revealing themselves.
That's
and
that's right.
Part of the fear of the Lord, and the,
yeah.
Which is the beginning of wisdom, like she said. And the wisdom of the Lord is going to come over California to begin to know how to accelerate things.
That's right. Yeah. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
We thank you for restitution, redemption, restoration, all that which was lost and stolen from California. Bringing it back with interest.
That's right. with interest. Come on.
Part
of the. I love it. You don't want it.
Yep. And part of the bear was when there was the flag. I read this as well. It was around the gold rush time.
Wow.
Connected to the gold rush in 1848, I believe it was.
Well, today, a lady that's left now, we started seeing in a line of three, like, they're like sequins, but they're not sequins because there's no holes in them. And I believe they were pieces of gold. We picked them up, they were quite big, and gave them her when we prayed for her knees, and she got completely healed today, her back. She actually looked taller than when we prayed for her. And she had like three discs. And Travis said he's seen this before in meetings where these disky, goldy bits come, but they eventually grow and change in shape into jewels and diamonds. And ever since I walked into this church, I sort of made a joke of it because I saw it in Scotland once. It's a bit like Chamber of Kings. They're like diamonds, jewels. You know, where are they, Lord? And I've been pulling on it all day. I suspect when I leave, it's going to pop. But we had like three pieces of like gold today. I've seen nuggets on people's neck. We're not making it up. It just shows up. So, Father, we step out and we release all that was decreed in the courtroom today. And, Father, we release those harvest angels. Those combine harvesters. You're going to be a nation known for the most amazing mass salvation. I dare to say they'll be the first that's coming into the kingdom in this nation. Massive, massive harvest. I've been seeing it since I arrived. Every time I've been in your nation, all I see is harvest, 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 harvest. Yeah. It's nuts. I saw Julie Angel this morning that brings the jewel, the gems. I haven't seen her for years. 2 years ago in Scotland when I had some crystals appeared. And Ian Clayton thought there should have been loads of gemstones. We're not sure what happened, but we just kept seeing it, me and him on the floor. So we release that now. We release the harvest harvesters. We need the angelic help. We release you. We go to the north. We send you out to the north, south, east and west of California. Those combine harvest angels. Bring it in. It says, the wheat and the corn is ripe in the fields. Send out the harvesters to bring them in. That's the angelic. That's their job.